This I believe. Businessmen are often falsely accused of leading narrow mechanical lives. A native of Cincinnati, graduate of Williams College in Massachusetts, and now a New Yorker, Stuart Peabody is assistant vice president of the Borden Company. He has discovered in our American heritage a strong and valuable message and made it a part of his own understanding philosophy. This is what he believes.
The personal world I live in is not as wide as those of many of the people who have expressed their credos on this I believe. So my beliefs are concerned largely with everyday relationships with people, the members of my family, my friends, my fellow workers, elevator men, bus and taxi drivers, store clerks, and the like. I believe, nevertheless, that such relationships are of the greatest importance, and that if all relationships, including international ones, could be reduced to individual human terms, we should have less trouble in the world. For me, one of the most important factors in human relations is a willingness always to search for the reasons which lie behind the conduct of others, especially conduct which irritates me or hurts me or makes me mad. I have always found reasons, and among them, more often than not, have been grounds for understanding, excuse, and forgiveness. From a purely selfish standpoint, there's a wonderful satisfaction in consciously doing this, and there's relief, too, for I don't like to stay irritated or hurt or mad. Few people do. I believe, too, in seeking consciously to understand the intent behind the actions of people. If I form judgment only on the result or effect of an act, and fail to get at the intent behind it, I risk many painful misunderstandings and much unhappiness. The words "he meant well" have far greater significance and usefulness in human relationships than just as a cynical and patronizing remark. Of course, these principles of conduct, the willingness to seek reasons and motives, and to understand, excuse, and forgive, are not new. They stem directly from the teachings of Christ and from the copybook maxims of our youth. They are more difficult to practice in today's complex world than they were in the days of the founders of our country, and for understandable reasons. As I see it, among the things which have made this country the most powerful and the most comfortable in the world are the individual initiative and the self-reliance of our people. On these traits depended the very lives of the settlers and the pioneers. In the old days, however, other traits were inseparable from these and served as governors and modifiers of individualism. Our forebears knew that when danger threatened, the neighbors in the other log houses were necessary for the protection of themselves and of the whole community, that when a roof tree was to be raised, it could be done only with the help of neighbors. Now our communities have grown larger. Machines have taken over many of our labors, and we have come to be less directly dependent on our neighbors. Our conduct patterns have been strongly influenced by these complexities of modern living. We have retained our individualism, but it has become increasingly easy to lose sight of the saving modifiers, tolerant understanding of other people, and respect for their views and motives. I find it helpful, when conduct falls short of intent, as it so often does, to think back to the early days of America. The example of our forefathers can simplify and clarify principles for me which are more important today than ever before. They are not only the principles upon which this nation was built, but upon which all human relations must, I believe, be based if peace is to come to the world.
That was Stuart Peabody of New York, chairman of the Advertising Advisory Committee to the Secretary of Commerce and a thoughtful citizen.